Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. shopify.com/retail23.
Good afternoon, everyone. So we've got Kostas Tsimikas. If anyone's got any questions, just raise your hand and we'll go around the room. We start with Vin.
Kostas, first of all, what problems are you guys facing as a defensive unit at the minute that means you've not been as solid so far this season as we're used to seeing you?
I think we conceded a lot of goals. We didn't play compact as a defenders. I think it's a bad start for us, for all the team, but we have to go through it. We have to fight back. We have to defend all together. For in one team, everybody defend, or all the 11 players. So I think we have to be all together and to defend properly.
Some say or feel that the inconsistent form this season is a result of a hangover from last season, missing out on the Premier League title and, of course, in particular, losing the Champions League final. What's your view on why and whether it is anything to do with what happened last season that has caused you to have a stuttering start this time?
Of course, last year was a very, very difficult year for us. We played so many games. But I think at one point, I think it's... that's why we didn't start so well, but I will not find excuses. We are football players and we have to be focused and 100% for every challenge we face. So I think we have to go through it. We have to be all together and to from now on for tomorrow's game we have to be again in the winning mood and to win the game.
So is the focus, I suppose the ambition this season still to challenge for the Champions League and Premier League titles, and given what you've been through already this season and the start that you've made, how realistic do you feel those ambitions are still for you?
Of course, nothing is finished yet. We have to bounce back. If you remember last year we were 15 points back and at the end we finished... we were so close to win the Premier League. Nothing is finished. First of all, we have to win the football games. We start from tomorrow's game in Champions League. Of course, we set from the start of the season the same goals, and we will go for them. And I think the team will bounce back and will be 100% ready again.
Carl?
Costas, there's been a lot of talk about confidence and how low it might be. I'm just wondering, can you give us an assessment of how you feel the mood is within the squad and what can the players do themselves to maybe help improve it?
Everybody we know is not enough. In the games we did, the team was not so good. We saw something against Ajax, but in the previous game against Brighton, everybody knew Brighton is one very good team. They play good football, so I think we saw from the start we were not so focused and ready to in this game. That's why we concede two goals, but we score three goals and we wanted to keep the result. I think the most important now is to win football matches and. We have to do exactly that.
This team has had, you know, a lot of success over the last 4 or 5 years. So, that built its own confidence, but is there a different, does it feel different now that things are getting a bit bumpy?
No, we do exactly the same. Like, it's the how we play is the same like last year's. Obviously, last year we had the same structure, the same tactic, and we went through in every competition. We won the two cups, and we lost the Premier League in 1 point, and we went to the final of Champions League. We didn't start well this year, but I think it was a bad moment for us. And the only good thing is we have a game tomorrow, and we have to show what we can do, what we are again. Everybody in team looking forward for this game, and we will be 100% focused for it.
Mike?
Kostas, we're used to Liverpool, even in games that you don't win, no team wins every week, but we're used to Liverpool players and the team being really decisive in their actions and what they do, but at the moment there seems to be apprehension almost and indecision, and not like the normal Liverpool that we're used to seeing.
Yeah, as I said, it was a bad moment. I think it's not any tactic issue or something, because as I said, we do exactly the same thing like the previous years with the same players. It's not possible everybody forget the tactic and the game plan of the manager. We have to show exactly that. It was a bad time for us, and from now on we have to show again what we were and what we can be.
And do you have a personal way that you cope with after performances where you know your form hasn't hit the mark? Did you look at things differently afterwards and
for
the next game?
Yes, of course. Always after the game, I try to see the game back all the times when I touch the ball. I try to understand why I did this and why I did that. I want to improve. Always I want to improve myself. This makes me better as a player. Always I have to prepare myself before the game, so in the game I have to be 100% there, and I want to always to help my team. This is my goals, to give assist and to help my team for the win.
Yeah, Kostas, we've gained every 3 or 4 days now till the World Cup break. After like starting with a disappointing result, do you prefer to get back onto the pitch a few days later to rectify your problems, or do you prefer to have a bit longer to reflect on it in terms of scheduling and your personal performance?
For me, the best is to play after two days, because is an opportunity to show again. The last game was a bad moment. Of course, everybody in the team wants to win the previous game against Brighton, but I think we try until the last moment. We concede a goal, so we drew. That's why the tomorrow's game is an opportunity for us to show again, to bounce back and to win.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Costas, Andy Olsen is obviously injured just now and working his way back to fitness. How much does Andy help you? How much does Andy support you when you're playing and he's not?
First of all, Andy is a very good person, and world class player. Whatever I need when I play, is always there for me to help me and to show me what I can do better or to help me to find, you know, like where I have to cross, where is the gap. And also I help him when I'm in the bench and I saw the game from outside. He's a good guy. We spend time in the dressing room. We always speak for everything, and I really thank him for all this.
I'm sure you're aware of this, but Andy is a huge Celtic supporter. You are Rangers' great rivals. Has he been emphasising to you how important it is to win this match?
Of course, it's important game. Even if he was not a Celtic supporter, we want to win. This game, tomorrow's game, and the only thing we have to do is like to be 100% focused, 100% ready, and to win this game.
Any more? No. Oh, at the back.
How's Calvin Ramsey impressed you since he's been back in full training, obviously coming back over the weekend? Do you think he's going to provide competition for the fullbacks this season?
Yes, of course. First of all, he's a good lad. When he came to the team, even when he was injured, we spent some time together and I tried to learn him and to see how, what kind of guy he is. He's a great lad. I think it will help the team. Now he's fully fit. I saw him in the training. He did a very good stuff. And why not? When you are a good player, you can challenge the guy who play in front of you. And I think it's going to be a good competition.
Okay. Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you so much for that. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want more Red Men in your ears, then consider signing up to redmenplus.com. You get everything that's on the website in video and, if you want it, in podcast form. From £5 a month, redmenplus.com, you get 2 free items of merchandise every single season. If you sign up as a club legend, you get 20% discount codes every single month, exclusive discounts from our partners, as well as your name in the credits and each and every Red Men Plus show.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.